Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. I've got my man Ian Ryan. I've got my man Neil Atkinson. And we're going to do business today. We have, in this fun-packed show, we're going to talk about the unlikely return of Darwin Núñez, amongst other things. We're going to talk about all the usual suspects who've been cropping up recently. Diamande, Barcola. Do a little bit on Salah again, a follow-up from the ludicrous rumour we dealt with on Sunday. And I want to touch on some of our injured players and whether they'll come back or not, the likes of Stefan Bajcetic. But I want to start with chaps, just reading a little bit from a post by James Pearce this morning that broke since I sent you the agenda. He says, and it gives us a chance to take stock of Liverpool's needs a bit, this I think. With Mohamed Salah having left, Federico Chiesa's future uncertain and Ugo Ekitike recovering from a ruptured Achilles, Liverpool are expected to buy at least two attacking players. Centre midfield and right back are also positions that need to be addressed. There's an acceptance internally that due to the World Cup and Andoni Iraola's desire to assess the talent he's inherited in the early stages of pre-season, business is more likely to happen later in the window this time round. That's the key line for me, Neil. I mean, I think we all sort of could guess at it, but it's a confirmation in my mind of our worst fears.
No, for me, the key line is the at least.
At least you're glad with at least.
I'm very glad with at least.
As opposed to at most.
I'm very glad with at least. I think the key line is at least. I think that's sort of a thing that's a big thing to take. Listen, do we think is everything better and easier if everyone is in the first day of pre-season? 100%. Is there a lot of work for the manager to do with what he has in terms of getting it ship shape? And will that continue with the players that he acquires? Yeah, absolutely, genuinely bang into that. But for me, you know, I think there's no getting away from just simply how understocked his squad is. So if the idea in the forward positions is at least two, then that's a good direction of travel for Liverpool to be moving in. It's not, you know, we're so used to in these things for someone to be saying effectively some form of don't get your hopes up. This is a little bit the opposite. And it does suggest that Liverpool, you know, I'm pleased that the Ekitike ruptured Achilles is mentioned, if you sort of see what I mean.
Yes.
Because it suggests that Liverpool are conscious this is a significant problem, because it is a significant problem and it does complicate Liverpool's window. You know, I think that you give anything really to feel as though you had a fully fit Hugo Ekitike going into next season to start pre-season, whether he made the French squad or not.